On the first day of January this year, the All India Consumer Products Federation decided to block Hindustan Unilever's products in Maharashtra after the company refused to address some of their issues. They called off the strike after the company gave them some assurances. A similar move was planned against Colgate Palmolive. Why are third-party distributors who form the backbone of the supply chain unhappy with these brands? Nearly 90% of what gets consumed in the Indian economy flows through a pipe called general trade. The distributors provide three important services to brands. Firstly, they hold the stocks in bulk. Secondly, they dispatch goods in small quantities to shops. And thirdly, they collect the cash on the behalf of the brands. They also help out the shopkeepers by providing unsecured loans at zero interest if needed. When combined, their services are worth at least 11% of the final price of the merchandise, but they don't reap the benefits. Distributors only get a small share of the pie, barely 5 to 6%. It is the other stakeholders, including the customers, who reap the benefits of their services. Obviously, they're not quite happy about this. But now, they're facing a huge threat. The threat of tech disruptions. Big companies and business-to-business tech companies are now focusing on the small vendor, and they're giving them better margins, prices, and even loans at times. Retailers are also switching to these modern suppliers as they're getting better prices. Distributors can give around 10 to 12% margins for retailers, while these apps can give as much as 20%. These deep discounts are likely backed by investor capital, and the traditional distributor can't match it. The combination of digital and physical commerce is expected to fuel the Indian retail sector to $700 billion by 2030 and create half the new jobs. The good thing about the tech-led disruption is that they can shake up the space and enhance the productivity of commerce. But that doesn't mean that traditional channels should be abandoned. Traditional distributors can embrace technology to become more efficient and profitable. With the help of simple digital tools, they can have access to verified customer KYCs and they can also evaluate and underwrite credit risk. This can help them bring down the cost of capital, which will ultimately increase their profits.